What led to RUR was actually my first band. It was the Antennas, and that was my buddies, you know, except we had Sean Curran of the Curran Brothers that played guitar, and Matt Hathaway, Judge Hathaway's kid, who's just a Keith Moon. And, I mean, oh, he's great. What a great drummer, you know. I mean, we just had this killer band. And we called it the Antennas, and this guy, Bob Fitzgerald, he played the solo on Go Baby. You know, that was actually the Antennas. That was the last thing we did is the Antennas. And he quit. He used to quit every other week. You know, the big, tall, redheaded guy. Looked like Lurch the Butler. Greatest guitar player you've ever seen, but man, was he like a quirky, you know. You think I'm bad, this fucking guy. You've never met anyone like this guy. It's like, you know, just crazy guy, you know. And when he quit, one thing led to another, and we ended up playing with Serrana and Jerry Bazile for a while, and they quit and formed Natasha, and we were kind of in a lurch. So we had already been jamming with Rick Mills, who I recruited when he quit the Seatbelts. And he came in, and Serrano, I think, was still with us or something. And then she ended up quitting and going with Jerry. And we didn't have a drummer, so, because Bazile quit, you know. So I called up Matt and talked him into coming out and trying this out again. Because when Bob quit the first time from the Antennas, we'd already recorded some shit, and he got pissed off too, Matt, you know. So it was hard to talk him back in. And he was the best drummer. I mean, out of everyone, out of all the drummers on the scene, he was the most sought after, you know. And so, you know, we just had this kick-ass band, you know. And that was probably what I'd say was my first real band. You know, was RUR. That was named by Scott Campbell. Yeah, he actually named it. We just broke up the Antennas, and he thought, well, you know, Antennas, robots, and threw RUR at us. I thought it was cool, and said, yeah, okay.